Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. What a fun time my family and I had in the mountains last week on vacation. It was great to take a week off with the boys. They went snowboarding. My wife and I had the most wonderful time together, being refreshed from the campaign, which was a rather intense period. And while I was gone, somehow we conducted the year's best interview. That's what we've heard from people in the audience. Thank you out there, those of you who've given praise for the interview with Steve Dace, Iowa's number one afternoon radio talk show host on the 50,000-watt Clear Channel station WHO. Steve Dace, Dace in the Afternoon. What a great interview about Christianity and the culture and the challenge that our Christian leaders have compromised in so many tragic ways that they say they're taking a pragmatic approach, except that pragmatism is supposed to work, and their approach has been a colossal failure, as Dr. James Dobson admitted when he retired from Focus on the Family. He said, pretty much verbatim, virtually everything we have tried to accomplish over 30 years has failed. And so it was a great failure, and when you compromise on God's word and you do evil hoping that good might come of it, it is a guaranteed failure, and that's what we've seen. So what an interview with Steve Dace. Today I'd like to talk about the TSA pat-downs and full-body scans at airports, and also the study that shows, this from USA Today, the study that shows that marriage is declining in America. And, you know, they talk about victimless crimes and who's it going to hurt, like adultery and so on. And it turns out that there are generations of children growing up in America without a mom and a dad at home. And for starters, that's who it hurts, when marriage goes out of vogue. And we haven't mentioned this in a long time here at Bob Inyart Live, but I would talk about the assault on marriage and how marriage is under siege and marriages are failing at just extraordinary rates. And people in the marriage counseling movement, this is 10 years ago, disagreed and said, really, marriage is doing pretty well. And I'd say, well, we've got a 50% divorce rate. And they say, no, it's not quite that bad. Well, it turns out that we have tens of millions of couples who are not even getting married. So just 30 years ago, they would have been married. And so when they shack up and the woman becomes pregnant and they have one or two kids and then they split up, we don't call that a divorce. So all those breakups, all those broken homes are not even counted in the divorce rate. And so we'll get to that. And before we look at the article from USA Today, also the newspaper, about the TSA and their full body scans and their pat downs, before we look at that, I'd like to talk about one issue. There is a boycott coming up of the full body scans this week. And hey, that's very reasonable. Except that then the alternative is even worse. These dehumanizing full-body pat-downs, where they grab your body, they literally touch the genitals, and it's just, it's shocking. Well, think of an additional problem above and beyond just that immorality of that going on at a large scale in our nation's airports. You also have a number of homosexuals working for the TSA getting their hands on men and teenage boys And that is just so utterly despicable. And, of course, we've got, like in Denver, Colorado, on KHOW Radio, Peter Boyles, who is a major proponent of homosexuality, even though homosexuality destroys people. Here at Bob and Yurt Live, if you compare our attitude toward homosexuals with, say, Peter Boyles on KHOW Radio, Peter has a hatred toward homosexuals. Apathy, indifference, the fact that they are destroying themselves, destroying their families, he doesn't care. He is expressing his rebellion toward God, who made us male and female. He's expressing that rebellion toward God through his apathy and hatred of those who engage in homosexual behavior. And so one of the questions I'd actually like to debate Peter Boyles on the subject of homosexuality. But one of the issues, aside from the immorality of it, that it is spiritually depraved, that they have emptied the cup of lust to its dregs. Other than that, and other than the health risks, the physical damage that comes along with homosexuality, there's also the impracticality of it. So how do you have male TSA workers patting down boys and men? How's that supposed to work? And so what would Peter Boyle say? Should we have men giving strip searches virtually and patting down women? Should that be allowed? Well, of course we wouldn't do that, because men are sexually attracted to women. Should we have women patting down men? No, we shouldn't do that, because men would enjoy it too much. And it would become humiliating for the women, just like female guards watching men in bathrooms and taking showers in prisons, thanks to the ACLU. And the men love it. And the female guards become themselves emotionally degraded. They start to think and behave like animals. And any number of them end up becoming pregnant from inmates. No surprise. So why don't we have men searching women at airports? Why do we not do that? Is it because we assume every man is a molester? No, that's not why. It's because men are sexually attracted to women. And so on this show a while back, I had the opportunity to debate a leading homosexual activist named Wayne Besson, homosexual Wayne Besson, here on Bob and Yurt Live, and we called him the Queen of Denial. And he's the director of the pro-homosexual Truth Wins Out organization, TWO, Truth Wins Out. And one of the topics, there's a detailed summary of that debate at KGOV, KGOV.com. If you forget Wayne Besson's name, you could just search our site for Queen of Denial, and it'll be right there. And one of the topics I asked Wayne Besson was this. I asked him, why do we not allow a male coach in the girls' locker room? Why not? Now, a typical homosexual cannot answer that question. They can't do it. The only answer Besson offered is because men are physically larger than women. That was it. That's all he could come up with, because we're physically larger than women. So I immediately, of course, what would be the rebuttal to that to show how stupid it is? I immediately rebutted that society doesn't allow short, slender men in a women's sauna. We don't allow that, nor do we allow female coaches in the boys' showers. We don't allow that. So Wayne Besson refused to give an actual answer. Why? Because he said he knew where the reasoning would lead. Of course he would. And so if you're afraid of the truth, he heads up an organization called Truth Wins Out. Well, guess what? Truth does win out. And if you're afraid of the truth, I said, Wayne, come on, don't fear simple truth, because truth wins out. And the reason I had to explain it to this homosexual leader, the reason we don't allow a male coach in a girl's locker room is because we don't assume every adult is a child molester. No. We don't allow men in the girls' locker room because there is a sexual attraction between men and women. So we give teenage girls privacy from men in showers and locker rooms. We don't assume every adult male is a child molester. We don't assume every adult woman is a child molester. That's not why we don't allow female coaches in the boys' showers. It's not why. It's because there's a sexual attraction, and basic human dignity requires that we have the opportunity to participate in social activities without being the targets of sexual voyeurism. So this has to be explained to somebody like Peter Boyles, or to homosexual leaders, or to homosexual followers. So there's this parallel with widespread homosexuality, in which it violates the privacy of kids to have male coaches who are attracted to men in the boys' locker room. It's wrong. And of course, we have this problem now with the TSA and the groping that goes on. If you opt out of the full body scans, the groping, now you have homosexuals applying in record numbers to work for the TSA because, it's part of their job description. They get to grab, I don't want to describe it. That's what they get to do. And so, you know what? Our Christian leaders are so confused. Focus on the Family has the same problem that Wayne Besson does and Peter Boyles, because they advocate equal rights for homosexuals. How's that one? That's what they do. They advocate. I mean, they've changed their position repeatedly on homosexuality, on pornography, on abortion, because as the world becomes increasingly immoral, our Christian leaders continually compromise so they don't look so extreme, because they're ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for God made us male and female. And hey, that's embarrassing when the world thinks you're a bigot if you don't approve of homosexuality. So if you doubt any of that, just check out Focus on the History of Gay Rights at our website, kgov.com, Focus on the History of Gay Rights. And you'll see this complete expose of the utter failure of Focus on the Family to be a standard bearer against even homosexuality. So Focus on the Family, Peter Boyles, Wayne Besson, they all have exactly the same utterly unresolvable problem. That how do you have now, if you have equal rights for homosexuals, you have adult men that are in locker rooms with boys, with other men, and doing searches in such a way that I don't want to describe it on the air, of men and boys. And the reason we do not allow men to do these kinds of body searches of women is not because men are bigger than women. Boy, isn't Wayne Besson the queen of denial? He is the queen of denial. So the promotion of homosexuality robs men and women of social environments free from sexual tension. It robs us of that. Men should be able to go to a health club, a YMCA, and use the showers, use the locker room, and not have someone in the corner leering at them. That's despicable. And does that mean we're saying every homosexual would leer at other men in the locker room? No, that's not the point. It's the same reason we don't allow men to use the women's locker room at the YMCA. Because there's a sexual attraction, and it's wrong to rob men and women of social environments free from sexual tension. It's just wrong. Formerly, a woman could go on a ladies' retreat without concern for prying eyes in close quarters. but homosexuality imposes sexual tension where there should be none. And Wayne Besson denies this. Peter Boyles denies this. I guess, I don't know what Focus on the Family would do about it, because they believe in equal rights for homosexuals. They caved in on that years ago to pass a statewide vote in Colorado that was utterly useless, because our U.S. Supreme Court Justice, John Roberts, he worked on the appeal, and they overturned Colorado's Amendment 2, which was an effort to stand against the homosexual agenda. So John Roberts, whom George W. Bush nominated to be the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, and who Focus on the Family and James Dobson lobbied to get him confirmed to the Supreme Court, John Roberts helped Equality Colorado and the homosexuals overturn our statewide vote to stop, or at least slow down, the homosexual agenda here in Colorado. You could read all about it, Focus on the History of Gay Rights, at our website, kgov.com. Sort of background information for looking at the news. So here we have USA Today. Backlash grows over pat-downs and scanners. Security measures face lawsuits and boycotts. USA Today, this is their cover story. They say this is the biggest backlash since the September 11th attacks. Just days before this Thanksgiving weekend coming up now, when hundreds of thousands of people are expected to fly, it turns out there are lawsuits being filed and a major effort toward a boycott of new airport screening procedures. And these efforts are not just by a few individuals. They're being led by unions, pilot unions, passenger groups, frequent flyers, and others. And there is a huge anger over the government overstepping its bounds. And it's such a simple concept. If you hire a security firm, or if you run a business, Fortune 500 business, I worked at the corporate headquarters of US West, which was the baby Bell after AT&T got broke up into seven companies. And that was for the mountain states, 14 western states, U.S. West. Their corporate headquarters was in the Denver Tech Center on Orchard Road. There were about 150 employees. I was one of them and had a great time there. And when you talk to the security for the corporate headquarters, they implement security procedures. Well, if you let them do what they wanted to do, the place would be locked down like an iron cage, and you'd become inefficient. The security consultants, security advisors, the police, the on and on, they typically are advocates, and they will advocate you to death. So there's always a balance, a compromise between the actual functioning, the need to function, and the desire to have security. The same is true at the Pentagon, probably one of the safest buildings in the world. But if we went to the security experts at the Pentagon, they'd probably, if they had their way, they'd add another three or four layers of security so we couldn't shoot a missile at an enemy if our lives depended on it. And so that's what's going on. The Homeland Security and the TSA are just out of control. They feel that they have a free hand, pun intended, to do whatever they want to do to whoever they want to do it to. So we have these machines that see through your clothing, even to the extent of knowing whether a boy is circumcised or not, that kind of detail. And we have these more aggressive, invasive, dehumanizing pat-downs by security personnel, which in and of itself, they are dehumanizing, treating human beings like animals. But to make matters worse, any number of TSA agents are homosexuals, and they get to have fun at work. They get to enjoy it. And so you have the Transportation Security Administrator, John Pistole, and he says, am I going to change my policies? No, Pistole said. No, just, hey, he couldn't care less, right? What does he care? Who's he answer to? Barack Obama, the governing officials. I mean, there's a problem when we ask our kids about HOAs, homeowners associations, and I don't know, we probably talked about HOAs when we bought our house years ago. And our 11-year-old Michael, we're talking about HOAs, and he said, you know who runs the HOAs? We said, who? He said, control freaks. And I know he heard that somewhere, but it resonated with him. And HOAs are good and fine and all, but it's true that quite often control freaks run them, and you want to put a trampoline in your backyard, and they might tell you no. You want a tree fort for your kids, and they're going to tell you no. You want to paint your house, and they're going to tell you no. So the color you want, don't bring it to them at first. The color you want to paint your house, never bring it to them at first. Because the first color you say, can I paint my house this color? They're going to say no, so they feel important. Then you look all dejected. Then you bring them the color you really wanted to paint it. You say, how about this color? Then they say, okay. Because people are control freaks, and our government is filled with control freaks, the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, in different ways, but they are control freaks. And so now the Republicans are joining this outrage against the TSA because they see it as a political opportunity. So several travel websites are calling for a national opt-out day, November 24th, that's in 2 days, the day before Thanksgiving, urging passengers to refuse to be scanned by the full-body imaging machines. So I worked for Microsoft, US West, I wrote for PC Week. I'm somewhat familiar with computers. I've done audio and video editing for years. Been in a Hollywood editing suite for a major motion picture. Have fun out there. It's possible, I don't know why they're not doing this, but it's possible to superimpose the image of the scanning, the full body scanning, on a dummy where the dummy doesn't change. It's just the dummy. And then they superimpose on that if the software believes it finds any concealed weapons. So for one, I don't know why they're not doing that. So if one woman is fat and another woman is skinny, on the dummy it all looks the same. It's the same dummy every time, just with a graphic showing, hey, there's something that looks like it's concealed in the middle of her back. So that shows up on the dummy, not on the actual woman. I don't know why they're not doing that. And if they were doing that, undoubtedly, there'd be way less outrage. But also, of course, as we pointed out on September 12th, 2001, that there are weapons that cannot be identified by any search or scanning device. And so long term, our strategy is a strategy of failure. We're trying to make it so that people cannot commit a crime, when the strategy for long-term success is you make it so that people will not commit a crime. People are incredibly resourceful. And you're going to have to lock everyone up in a prison cell to try to stop them from becoming victims to crime. And even then, it doesn't work. Just check out any prison. So the problem is, if you do opt out, which is a great idea, National Opt Out Day, because this whole thing is so despicable, if you opt out, then you get to undergo the enhanced pat-down search. So this is a lose-lose. I mean, hey, rah, 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 rah for the boycott of the full body scans. I don't want to take my wife to the airport and have people looking at her through this full body scan. And I don't want some 28-year-old guy putting his hands on my 13-year-old son and on his genitals as they're doing. And there's video and audio and photographs all over the internet. I don't want that. So what do you do? And for a while, we're going to do our best not to fly for a while until this is all worked out. That's what we're going to try to do as a family. I was talking to the leader of a national ministry, and he said he and his wife, they have three young girls. They said, we're not flying until this is resolved. We are not flying. And I thought, you know, that's a good idea. The Allied Pilots Association, they've got 11,000 pilots in their union, including American Airlines pilots. They're telling their pilots to refuse the screening by the full body machines because they're dehumanizing. And also they're worried about radiation. I don't know about that, but they say pilots are exposed to more radiation than most other professions. You see, so you opt out of the full body scan, and then the TSA gets physical. The TSA gets physical, and the president of this union says there's absolutely no denying that the enhanced pat-down is a demeaning experience. Even Captain Sully, remember Sully Sullenberger, who landed that jet, the U.S. Airways jet on the Hudson River last year, remember that? We did a show on that. We were one of the only Christian shows in the country, maybe the only one, who agreed with Sully himself. We said the Hudson landing was not a miracle. The Hudson landing was not a miracle, and Captain Sully agreed with that. It was not a miracle. Everybody's saying it's a miracle. It was not a miracle. You could just search for that show. Search for Sully Sullenberger or the Hudson landing. Not a miracle. However you want to search it, you'll find it at kgovkgov.com. So government officials cannot strip search or pat down people unless the government agents have a reasonable suspicion. But you know what? At airports, things are a bit different because you're asking to get on somebody else's plane. So we'll talk about that. We'll continue this discussion and get to marriages this week. Have a happy Thanksgiving also. May God bless you. Hi, this is Bob Benyard. If you'd like to hear more, then tune in weekdays at 3 right here on KLTT for Bob Benyard Live. Also, you could subscribe to our Bob Benyard Live Bible studies, our monthly videos, our sermons. For the Bible studies, you get an entire album on audio tape or MP3 CD for $34.95 a month. Or you could get our videos or sermons every month mailed to you for just $24.95 a month. To subscribe, please call 800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. That's 800-836-9278. Or you could subscribe online at kgov.com. Also, Denver Bible Church, you're invited Sunday morning or evening for Bible study, worship, and fellowship. We have such a great time together, so come on out or check us out on the web at kgovkgov.com for Bob Benyard Live.